Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. You know, there's just no two ways about it. No other beef so fresh can be so tender as Kroger Tender Ray Beef. There's no doubt either that you're mighty anxious for those wonderfully delicious and juicy Kroger Tender Ray beef steaks and roasts to become plentiful once more. Well, your wish may come true in the near future. Yes, we hope that soon Kroger Tender Ray beef will be available at your neighborhood Kroger store. Meantime, though, it will continue to remain scarce, since it's so hard to get the top grades of grain-fattened cattle. Now, just why are these top grades so important? Because Kroger uses only the top grades of grain-fattened cattle for Kroger Tender Ray beef. Then it's made naturally tender in just 3 days by the famous Kroger Tender Ray method. It's always fresh, because through Kroger's own Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging or loss of rich natural juices. So now you see why we say that no other beef so fresh can be so tender. And one day soon, you'll be able to step up to the meat counter at your Kroger store and say, "Kroger Tender Ray beef, please," and get it. Meantime, Kroger is doing everything possible to provide you with beef. And when your Kroger store does have it, you can be sure it's the best beef that's available on the market today. And now, Heart in Harmony. All but Penny Gibbs and her immediate family believe that Freddie Lang himself took the $300 he says was stolen from him. At first, Freddie didn't know who robbed him, but now he knows it was a former member of his gang in New York. But he dares not tell anyone of this. Instead, he says to Jed Billings, his employer,
"You got a minute to chin with me, Mr. Billings?"
"Why, of course, Freddie. Sit down."
"No, I won't jaw with you that long, Mr. B. I just want to tell you that, well, I'm quitting."
"Quitting, son?"
"Yeah, I don't want the job no more. And you sure don't want me on it, neither. I'm too expensive."
"Well, I don't know why you say that, son."
"Oh, quit your kidding, Mr. B. It was only a couple of days ago that I got that $300 snatched off of me. I know you ain't forgot that so soon."
"I should say I haven't forgotten, Freddie, but, well, it isn't your fault you were held up."
"Yeah? Well, why don't you say what you think instead of what Gibbsy's told you to think?"
"Gibbsy?"
"Yeah, you know, Miss Gibbs, your daughter."
"The stepdaughter, son."
"Okay, daughter, stepdaughter, what's the difference? She's doing your thinking for you. Otherwise, you'd not only kick me out of my job, but you'd kick me into the jug."
"Would I?"
"Sure you would. The only thing that's stopping you is Gibbsy told you not to."
"Well, now, that's very interesting, Freddie. Penny's a very clever girl, pretty girl, and I have lots of admiration and respect for her. But this is the first I've known of her running my business for me."
"Well, I didn't say she was running your business, Mr. B. Just running your thinking as far as I'm concerned."
"Well, this is the first I've heard of her running my thinking, son. No, I don't think you stole that money. And I'm not in any frame of mind to let you quit your job, either."
"Why not?"
"I got two good reasons, son. One is, I believe what Penny says. You didn't..."
"Oh, that's enough, Mr. B. I told you she was telling you not to give me the axe."
"She asked me not to, son. Didn't tell me to. I made up my own mind. I myself refused to prefer charges against you. Penny had nothing to do with it."
"Yeah? Why? It wasn't more than a few days ago that you figured I was some no-account good for
nothing." "What I thought about you a few days ago has nothing to do with what I think of you now. Listen, son. I've got good, sound, legitimate reasons for not firing you off the job."
"Well, I don't get it."
"If you'd quit arguing with me and listen to me instead of trying to make me listen to you, maybe you'd understand why I feel the way I do."
"Okay, I'll keep my trap shut."
"Good. Now listen, boy. I'm a businessman. And sometimes a businessman is judged not only on what he does himself, but on what his employees do, too."
"You wouldn't want to be judged on me doing a disappearing act with $300.
"No, I want to show the people I do business with that I have faith in the people who work for me. By not prosecuting you and by keeping you on the job as if nothing had happened, I'm showing that I have faith in you, $300 or not."
"Oh, now I get it. You're going to keep me on the job to protect yourself. But just between you and me, I'm still a crook, huh?"
Just between you and me, Freddy, I'd say you were a lad with a bad reputation. A reputation so bad that you could be here in Rossville, standing in the middle of the police station, and be accused of a robbery in Wayne City, 50 miles away.
Hey, Mr. B, you know, that sounds like, well, you're more on my side than I figured. Well, I guess I don't get trusted again, huh? Not even with the money for stamps?
Well, I don't know. Think you ought to be trusted?
Well, I didn't swipe you 300 bucks, but nobody except you and Gibbsy believes me.
So I understand. So suppose we start right now, making the rest of Rossville believe it.
How? Passing out handbills?
Well, that might be a little expensive, son. I know a much cheaper way. Now, here's an envelope.
Empty, I hope.
No. Has $837 in it.
Gee.
I want you to take it down the street to Mr. Havermill.
Well, who's he?
He's one of the tellers at the Rossville Bank.
Oh. Well, look, I'm sorry. I can't do that.
Why not?
It's taking too much of a chance. If I didn't get to the bank with that dough, then what would the people think?
No need worrying about that, son. It's only 5 blocks from here to the bank and...
Yeah, and an awful lot could happen to me in that 5 blocks. No, Mr. B, you better take the money to the bank yourself and then you'll be sure that it gets there.
I'm sure it'll get there if you take it, son.
I ain't.
Well, now you're being foolish, boy.
Wait,
you know...
now let me say something, will you? It's not much, but, well, as much as I can. Maybe this is going to sound wacky to you, but you just got to take it the way it is and let it be. I can't explain it nothing.
What, son?
Well, crazy as it sounds, Mr. B, I ain't got no more chance of getting that dough from here to the bank than I got to live in 1,000 years.
Well, what do you mean?
I can't tell you what I mean. All I got to say is that with me carrying it, it just ain't going to get there. And if I tell you any more than that, you're going to lose a whole lot more in your dough.
All right now, Freddy. Supper's all done and the dishes are put away. Promised you'd tell me something when that was over. What is it?
Well, it's kind of hard to tell you, Gibbsy.
I think I know what it is. You're trying to explain why you wouldn't take money to the bank for Jed this morning.
How'd you know about that?
I was at Jed's office this afternoon, he told me.
Oh.
Freddy, what's wrong? Don't you want to prove to me and everyone else that you're really not guilty of stealing Jed's money?
Sure. But dope that I am, I'm still not nuts enough to think that I can do it.
I'm convinced without your trying to prove anything to me.
Sure. That's because you're nuts, Gibbsy. That's all.
Maybe I am. But then so is Jed and so is Pat and Suzanne.
Yeah, and Mrs. B, your ma. I guess she thinks that I'm about as sweet and innocent as both the Bobbsey twins put together, huh?
Let's not go into what Mother thinks.
I know what your mother thinks. About me, about what happened to Mr. B's dough, about me being here in your house. That's why I gotta tell you something.
Oh? Then you are going to tell me something.
Yeah, I just got it, Gibbsy.
All right, Freddy. What is it?
It's just this. I sure got to thank you for being on my side about things. I like everything you've done for me. Giving me a place to hang out, calling off those New York cops, and figuring that I didn't swipe Mr. V's dough, but I got to run out on you, Gibbsy. I got to scram out of this burg.
Why, Freddy?
Gibbsy, I wish I could tell you, but I can't. You just got to believe that there's a reason without me telling you there is.
I'm sure there is a reason, Freddy, but I'm sure, too, that it's just in your own mind.
Oh, if it was only in my mind, believe me, I could do something about it, but it's... Oh.
Freddy, what's wrong? Why, are you nervous? It was only the doorbell. Excuse me.
Yeah. Yeah, sure, Gibbsy. I ain't nervous, though. I just wasn't expecting no doorbell, that's all.
Oh, Freddy, you are upset about something. Now, don't you go away. I'm going to find out what it is.
No, you ain't.
Just a minute. Hello, Professor Rogers.
Hello.
Come in.
Thank you, Miss Gibbs. No objections to calling?
No, none at all. I'm kind of glad you dropped in. I think I can use your help.
Oh, sounds as if it involved our friend Freddy, too.
Your nephew Freddy, remember?
Sorry. That was putting it up to me rather squarely, wasn't it?
Oh, no, I didn't mean it the way it sounded. I only meant that, being Freddy's uncle, I know you'll be more than interested in this latest development.
They found the fellow who held him up and stole Jed's money?
No, so far the thief exists only in Freddy's story.
Oh. Meaning you don't believe Freddy's story?
I do believe it. Every word of it. I'm not even worrying about it because I know the truth of it will be proved one of these days. I'm more concerned with Freddy himself.
Hmm?
He wants to leave Rossville.
Wants to leave Ross? Well, say, we better talk to that boy.
Don't you feel that way about it? He's in the living room. Come on.
You bet. Does he give any reason for wanting to leave?
He says there is a reason, but he won't tell me what it is, will you, Freddy?
What's that, Gibbsy? Will I what?
You won't give me a reason for wanting to leave town, will you?
No, I told you I can't do that. Hi, Prof.
Hello, Freddy. What's this all about?
Look, it's no business of yours. I just think it's time that I scrammed out of here.
Why? Where to?
Does it matter where to, Prof?
It matters a lot. You won't find another Miss Gibbs in the next town. You'll be like that ragged-looking young fellow loitering on the corner down the street. He looked as if he'd slept in a doorway somewhere.
I don't care if it... Hey, Prof, did you say there's a guy hanging around down the street?
Yes, with obviously no place to go. You've been that way once, Freddy. You want to leave Rossville and be that one way again?
Oh, look, Prof, I can take care of myself.
You think you can, but you know better. Where would you be now if you hadn't...
Hey, look, Prof, wait. This guy that's hanging around down the corner, what did he look like, huh?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't take too close a look at him. Why?
I just wondered, that's all.
No, that isn't all, Freddy. What's wrong? Have you some...
No, it's nothing, Gibbsy. It's nothing at all. I just don't like to hear about guys hanging around on street corners. Reminds me of things that I like to forget. Hey, look, you got the Prof here to chin with for a while, Gibbsy. I think I'll go out for a walk.
No, Freddy, wait. The professor and I want to talk to you.
Now, later, Gibbsy, later.
Well, what do you make of that, Professor?
I don't know what to make of it, Miss Gibbs.
Look, he didn't walk out because of that boy you saw hanging around the corner, did he? Well, that just wouldn't make sense.
Miss Gibbs, there are a great many things in this world that don't make any sense. And Freddie Lang and his actions is one of them.
Why did Freddie Lang suddenly decide to take a walk? Is that young man waiting on the corner his former friend from New York and the boy who stole Jed's money? What will happen if the strange boy is still there and Freddie meets him? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. While fortune-telling is not a specialty of ours, we will make this prediction. Soon you'll be able to buy all you want of famous, fresh, and tender Kroger Tender Ray beef. Meantime, remember, right up until the day Kroger Tender Ray beef is plentiful again, Kroger will always bring you the very best beef on the market whenever it's available. Remember, too, your Kroger store offers you a wide selection of fine meats, seafoods with an ocean-fresh flavor, and plump, country-tasting poultry. And they're yours at money-saving prices. So for the finest in foods, go to your neighborhood Kroger store.